Hey, Rodney.
Hey, Jonah. Sorry I missed your call. I was with Rachel.
No worries. Two things. First of all, in regards to J. Jennifer McNeil and Lauren Renouf, I personally really don't like to be threatened. I just reviewed all of my call logs for the last 2 months, 3 months, and I have no record of talking to either of them personally. Nor do I recall talking to them personally. I do recall talking to you about them, but I don't recall talking to them. So when they say I said 300 and that they'll leave if they don't get another 100 or they're leaving anyway, or I don't know, like, I'm very unhappy about that, but whatever. How did the conversation go? Were they threatening you?
She said that she would like just to switch companies because then Jonah lied because he clearly said it was 300 because it was 100 more because of the inconveniences that happened by that she didn't receive like a holiday pay, though
She
they
missed the
know how
holiday
it
pay because she
works.
started in December 1st. That's why she
Yeah,
missed it.
they know exactly how it works, but you know if you work overtime, you
You
don't
know,
have
I
a
know
chance.
that. I know that, but it's, again, it's not even their first time. So I think I sort of remember being transferred to Lauren at one point, but we didn't discuss amounts with the caregiver. You can tell them that I'll be very happy to give them another 100. And I'm not going to fight for $100, but I'm like very unhappy about that. They're all about the money. Well, do you think if I give them another 100, they'll be okay, or they're just going to transfer out anyway?
No, I just think that, I mean, just if you're gonna give them that and they threatened it because he said like we have had so many issues with the company. I mean, bro, I mean like they have not. They
They
have
have
not.
not, and I have spent dozens of hours with them in the past 2 years. I know Lauren very well.
Exactly,
You should
so
know something. They live off of this care. Lauren always has a caregiver that lives with her,
yeah.
and that they're usually significant others. Lauren's very, very young. They live together, and the caregiver is always her girlfriend or boyfriend. And that's the story. She's in her 30s. She's been with us for a
Immature.
long time. She's an entitled, immature brat.
Okay.
She's been with our company for 5 years, 4.5 years now. I know her very, very, very well.
I only consider for you to give them the, I mean, if you're gonna give it, I mean, if it burns for, I mean, you really move from your heart to do that, just give them the 100 that they are asking for this Friday, and that's it. I mean, don't fight
I'm
it.
going to give them the 100, but I'll give them the 100 because it's not worth having an issue over $100, but it's absolutely ridiculous. So you could tell them that you could just say we apologize and we're going to give them the extra 100 this week, and it was a mistake. We typed it wrong or something. You know, say whatever you want. McNeil, I'm putting it in now because again, I'm not going to fight over $100 one time. It's just the way they're going about it is very immature, and I'm not ha and I do not recall approving 300 on that.
Yeah, you know, when it's about money, I mean, you don't forget the
Yes,
things you do.
I know. Additional bonus for the caregiver. I'm just putting it in. It's in now, so you can tell them they'll receive another 100 this week. And if they say they're going to leave anyway, let me know. Say, okay, that's your choice, and let me know. You can just let me know because then I won't give them another 100.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll let them know that they would just receive the 100 this Friday.
I literally think I'm trying to jack them from $100. Listen, if they asked me, if they would have been nice about it, I would say maybe I forgot, but I don't think I did. Or they could just ask nicely, you know? The whole thing's a little disgusting. Whatever.
Yeah.
Right, thank you. Oh, yeah, the other thing, McElroy is good to go. The promise is clear now.
Okay, I got you. I got you. No
I
problem.
already put a note in Smartsheets.
And you know, there's another case. I guess I wish you just let it go. It's Martinez, last name Martinez, Manuel.
You know what about it?
It's leaving us as of yesterday. I try to do like some sort of retention, but they are all stating like it's not about the money, it's about the benefits. Like they are getting
that's
like
fine. I completely understand. That's life. That's okay.
No, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, that's life. I know. This is the one that is leaving. Oh, yesterday was the last day?
Yeah. As per the note from above that was on the Smartsheets, that's why, because they were switching companies. So it's just last yesterday.
They found, this is Melody Nunez.
That's right.
Yeah, goodbye.
All right, Jenna. So I'll work on the cases that you told me, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.